meeting of great minds.
Hi, Dr. Mearsheimer. It's a pleasure. Oh, Susan.
The first question I wanted to ask you was actually about what your thoughts are right now as we are commemorating the 2-year anniversary. I don't even know if we can call it that, the 2-year mark of October 7th.
Every day has been horrific, right? Today, it's just they've ramped up the, you know, the propaganda. I had to, you know, once again, we're having to hear these sensational stories that have been debunked over and over and over of beheaded babies. Even Netanyahu was going on talking about, you know, Hamas burned babies and beheaded men and women. I mean, it's just a lie. And everybody in the mainstream, whether it's politicians or media personalities, keep repeating it. And either they know they're lying or they don't read. And I don't know which is worse. You know, this just kind of the sinister mendacity or ignorance. And also the other lies, too. The tweet by Mamdani on this day about Hamas killing 1,100 people. And again, it's like, get your facts straight. I mean, 2 years on and they still don't have their facts straight. And there have been reports, there have been studies about that day, although there still has never been an investigation, right? Despite all this October 7th, not a single actual independent investigation has been conducted. But what we do know is that Israel, that all of those burned out those cars that they parade as crimes of Hamas, all of the burned out houses, that was all conducted primarily by Israeli Apache helicopters. There were 28 of them at least that had to reload their ammunition at least once. And I think they contain like 21,000 rounds of fire. And we know that they killed at least hundreds, according to Haaretz. We know that Israel initially said it was, I think the first estimate was 2,200, then they said 2,000, and then they downgraded it to 1,200, and then it downgraded to 1,139, and then they just kind of rounded it up to 1,200, and that has been the narrative. So I can't stand these factual inaccuracies, which, you know, upon which our genocide is predicated. I mean, these stories, these sensational stories of beheaded babies, of mass rape, and it's just, I mean, these are the things that manufactured popular consent for the just wanton slaughter of Palestinians throughout Gaza. In a display of savagery that is, and sadism that is truly unprecedented in human history, as far as I understand.
I was just curious what you, kind of piggybacking on what Susan just said, what your thoughts on what we are, on what we know and what we don't know about what happened on October 7th, and if there have been any updates since you and I spoke about this last, which is, I think, a year ago.
Well, I think we have a pretty good sense of what the general picture looks like. I think everything that Susan said is correct. And I think we don't know the number of Israelis who were killed by the Israeli forces. And you want to remember, it was not just the Hannibal Doctrine. The fact is that the Israelis got caught completely by surprise, and they did not have a very good backup plan. So what they did was they rushed in massive firepower, and they used that firepower to attack Hamas and the other Palestinian forces that had moved into Israel proper. And they killed a significant number of people, not with the Hannibal Doctrine, but just with all that firepower that was brought to bear against Hamas and other Palestinians who were intermingled with all sorts of Israelis. Then there's the whole issue of the Hannibal Doctrine, because as we know, the Palestinians were bent on taking many of their captured Israelis back to Gaza. And the Hannibal Doctrine calls for killing those people before they get there. So some Israelis were killed as a result of the Hannibal Doctrine. And then you want to remember, on top of all that, it's consistent with international law for Hamas to try to break out of the concentration camp and to engage Israeli military forces in combat, which means they're going to kill some of them. So the fact that they killed Israeli soldiers is not a case of murder. Now, there were clearly Israeli civilians who were murdered. I'd be willing to bet in the final analysis, however, that Hamas did not murder many of those Israeli civilians. But be that as it may, whoever murdered those civilians, and in my mind, created a war crime, committed a war crime. But I think that most of the Israelis who were killed were either soldiers, who I think are legitimate targets, or they were civilians who were killed by the Israeli forces. I think you cannot underestimate how many Israelis were killed when all that firepower was brought to bear. And if you look at a lot of the pictures and you listen to what happened, it's quite clear that those Apache helicopters really wreaked havoc on everything that was down on the ground. And of course, that included Israeli civilians. So I think we have a pretty good sense of what happened. Now, is that reported in the Western media? As Susan was saying before, of course it isn't. The stories that you hear in the Western media, you know, are basically a reflection of Israeli propaganda. I want to make one final point about this. What's also quite stunning about this whole issue is that nobody talks about why there was a breakout. Nobody talks about the fact that this was a concentration camp and what was being done to the Palestinians was abhorrent. And of course, there was going to be a breakout from that concentration camp at some point. The Israelis like to portray this as if it were a bunch of Nazis, as if the Palestinians were the second coming of the Third Reich, and what happened on October 7th is much like what happened in the Holocaust. This is a ridiculous argument. What the Germans did to the Jews is completely different than what the Palestinians did to the Israelis. The Palestinians were the victims. They were in this concentration camp, and you had a breakout on October 7th, hardly surprising. This is not to excuse the murdering of civilians that took place at the hands of Palestinians. I'm opposed to killing civilians for sure. But again, that I think is just part of the story. You have a much more complicated story at play here. And the more you talk in detail about what happened, the clearer it becomes that Israel bears a great deal of the responsibility for what happened that day.